This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show, even as I still try to get my headphones uncurled here. Good to be in the studio. Glad I made it in before the show started. Barely, but that's a good thing. It's a Tuesday morning. Happy you're with us, and we got a dry morning out there. Sue Thomas is going to be so happy this morning. Not going to have those kinds of problems she had yesterday. That's a good thing. We got a couple of 100-degree days coming. That's something to look forward to, right?
Is it?
Oh, isn't it? Aren't you so happy?
I'm really happy.
Pregnant and 100 degrees outside.
Is it the heat index? That's I don't know if it really matters, I guess, in the larger scheme of things, but is it 100 degrees heat index or is it that the actual temperature?
It's going to be 98.
That's what I thought.
I'm sorry, but if it's 98, it's close enough that I'm just calling it 100. Because you know the heat index will be 105, 106, something like that. Yeah.
Even at that point, pools kind of feel like bathwater. It's not even that refreshing.
I would agree. I've got a friend who's in Colorado camping right now. I'm very jealous because
it's like in the 70s there, 80s.
Well, it's in the 70s. It cools off into the 50s at night, high 50s. Imagine sitting outside by a campfire, sipping some adult beverage, just enjoying that. And I told him, I hope you're having fun because we're on hell's front porch right now.
Pretty much.
And that's going to be lasting for a while. So, yeah, I don't know. We're in for it for sure. All right, good show for you today. We're going to get to our friend Todd Pyro a little later. Senator John Lamping, Secretary of State Denny Hoskins is going to join us a little later. We'll talk about some of that wording for the Amendment 3 fix with the Secretary of State. We've got Mark Walters, Ryan Wiggins. Man, we got an all-star lineup today. Wiggy, by the way, I got a note from him this morning. And I didn't realize this. He kind of tipped me off to it. I don't know if you knew about this or not, but apparently Jerome Powell, has called a news conference this morning for about 7:30 Central Time.
I hadn't seen that until I saw Ryan's email, and there's no way he would step down, right? I mean, even our friend Taylor Riggs over at Fox Business News, she had talked about how she felt like it made more sense just for the sake of the market for him to be able to finish out his term, which I believe ends next year. And then at that point, kind of, okay, we got to find somebody else.
Oh.
That was her take.
Well, no,
at least.
I'm not.
You don't
I
think
don't,
he'll step down,
I'm not,
right?
I'm not pretending to think that I know what he's going to do.
Maybe a rate
it
drop?
Just, it, no, no, those are scheduled. It's just out of the blue. And the fact that it's not a scheduled news conference has got a lot of people speculating on what it could be. Now, I've heard from people that not personally, I've read from people that know him that he is dead set against the idea of giving Donald Trump the W. He won't give him the W. He will not give Donald Trump the win, they said. He's not going to resign before his time is up, blah, blah, blah. So I'm not suggesting that he called a news conference where he's going to resign. But I don't know why he called a news conference.
But plenty of people say that. I mean, Joe Biden said that he wouldn't step down up until the final days, and then he finally did. So I don't know how much weight I would give that type of comment that he would say, oh, I'm not stepping down, I'm not stepping down. That's basically him just, you know, ruffling his feathers to say, I'm not going to let you say this to me, Trump.
Yeah. You know, that was 1 year ago yesterday.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
When Biden put out that letter, it was on a Sunday 1 year ago yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he announced he was going to resign and then, or not run, I should say, not run. He was going to step away from his presidential run. And then he waited 30 minutes before he got around to endorsing the loser. I mean, Kamala Harris. It took him 30 minutes.
Was that 3 weeks after the debate that basically was?
It was like 23 days or something. Okay. I forget. It was something like that. Yeah. But historical times. And of course, everybody's tearing it apart now. I heard somebody from the Washington Examiner on the Gordon Deal show this morning saying, you know, people are looking at this and it was a historically bad decision to hold the debate that early. I'm like, who are we fooling? They knew what shape Biden was in. They needed the world to see it. And they rolled him out there to force him to resign. His own people did that to him. And boy, Hunter Biden's a little pissed off, huh?
No.
You think? Look, wow, what I mean, see what I wore this morning?
I wondered if that was
wore my Where's Hunter t-shirt, courtesy of my friends at Whiskey Dickerson, who made this thing for me a long time ago when we couldn't find Hunter. We didn't know if he was on a crack binge or what. And, of course, that was many years ago. But he's back, and he's pissed off.
A lot of anger.
Dropping a lot of F-bombs in his first interview about since the election. Why'd he wait 6 months?
I send this to Ethan, you know, to cut the audio. I'm like, Ethan, there's an F-bomb at this and this and this. I must have pointed out how many F-bombs, Ethan. Like seven in one little...
I got a lot of work last night.
Oh, my gosh.
It was aimed at... Nonstop. It was aimed at Nancy Pelosi and, I mean, just anybody who dared to question Joe Biden's mental capacity got an F-bomb. It's a pretty epic rant, and of course you can depend on us to play that for you here this morning in just a few short minutes. In fact, Ethan, why don't we go ahead and get to the short list right now?
The Mark Cox short list.
Ready to conduct is a raid of Barack Obama's home up there at Kalorama. And I do think that there's some other places that need to be raided where there are likely, a lot of evidence, a lot of receipts, so to speak.
General Flynn, I don't blame him. If anybody in the world's got a reason to be pissed off at the Obama people, it's him. Now this Tulsi Gabbard news drops of forwarding potential charges to the Department of Justice. And Flynn's like, hey, I want to see some raids at Barack Obama's house.
I heard Alexander Pelosi say something, call my mom, like, put your big girl pants on to my mom or something. And I kind of feel like saying, who the f*** do you think you are?
That was Hunter. Now we know where Hunter is. He's dropping F-bombs on Nancy Pelosi.
Well, the president reserves the right to weigh into the race if he chooses. He has weighed in with respect to saying that New Yorkers absolutely cannot afford to elect this communist who is running.
Yeah, Caroline Leavitt on the race up in New York. Of course, the president's going to comment on that. They're going to destroy the nation's biggest city by electing a socialist. I still can't believe that's going to happen. But if it does, it is the downfall of New York City.
That guy managed to make millions and millions of dollars while high. And that's the secret, is that you have to be super competent when you're a junkie or else people will disown you.
Greg Gutfeld last night with his take on, that was on the 5, I think, with his take on the Hunter Biden fiasco, the Hunter Biden F-bomb drop in this interview that he did. And here's what Gutfeld is worried about. First of all, I think we should let people listen to a little bit more of the Hunter Biden rant, don't you think? Which would be a good one here?
They're all gold.
Well, they're all gold. Should we go to?
How about number three? That's a really good one.
Okay, let's go to number three, please.
Like all these Democrats say, you have to talk about and realize that people are really upset about illegal immigration. How do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you have food on your table? Who do you think washes your dishes? Who do you think does your garden? Who do you think is here by the sheer just grit and will that they figured out a way to get here because they thought that they could give themselves and their family a better chance? And he's somehow convinced all of us that these people are criminals?
You're welcome.
Wow.
Well done there, Ethan. That, like, every other word was an F-bomb. The guy clearly is either off the wagon or he's just his ability to extract millions of dollars from people for access to his dad ended 1 year ago today. And he's clearly angry about mm-hmm. it.
What do you think Jill and Joe thought about that last night? They're like, oh, come on.
Come
Hunter.
On. Why did you have to do that?
He looks sober in that video, though.
He did, you know what I mean?
He doesn't look like he's on anything.
And I thought Gutfeld had an interesting observation on this about why this guy might be a future political candidate for the Democrats. Listen.
And that's the secret, is that you have to be super competent when you're a junkie or else people will disown you. So he actually works extra hard. If he's truly in recovery, he will be legitimately dangerous, just like RFK, who's beholden to no ideology whatsoever.
So he thinks a stone sober Hunter Biden could be a dangerous character for the Democrats.
Absolutely not. There's no way that he would. If he ever ran for office, he'd be the laughingstock of the nation.
Goodness.
He would never stand a chance to be elected ever.
Just from a couple of the pictures and the videos on the laptop.
Yeah, would that be the campaign you'd run with? Pictures of him with the prostitutes and
I don't know.
Smoking crack.
I don't know. Maybe he's a foot model these days. He's got to be making money somehow.
Sells pictures of his feet.
He could. Who knows?
He sells his art. Doesn't he sell that for quite
a
bit of money?
Well, when people could buy the art and gain access to the Biden family, and now there's no power in that. So they've lost their ability to kind of leverage people.
What do you draw pictures of? Does anyone, do you even know? He's
no
a
idea.
Painter, I guess?
Just some sort of
watering
it had
cans,
to be,
cute
it
babies.
Had to be abstract. Whatever it was, abstract.
Style.
Yeah. Ear on the forehead and stuff like that, which is probably what he saw when he was on crack. Yeah, I don't know. That's quite the mess out there. Lots to get to, though. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll talk a little bit more about maybe the police review board in the city, what happened to that cop down in Louisville, which is a crying shame, and it just so much stuff to get to. We'll get to it coming up in a minute. Right now, let's get to our national anthem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, they wanted Donald Trump's administration to fail, and they wanted to destroy him career-wise, presidential-wise, psychologically. They wanted to destroy him. And so they went through the collusion false narrative in 2015 and 16. That failed. They took a little breath. Then they ate up 22 months and $40 million of his administration to destroy it. Then they took a little breath and they went into the first impeachment phony Zelensky phone call and Vindman and the quote-unquote whistleblower. And so this was a three-year project to overturn the will of the American people and to destroy administration. Makes Watergate, as people have remarked on, Laura, look like small potatoes. It really did. It's such absolutely a magnitude, we can't even grasp it.
Yeah, Victor Davis Hanson on with Laura Ingraham last night and absolutely laying out the truth there. It makes Watergate look like small potatoes. What these people got away with, trying to set Donald Trump up to fail from before he was even sworn into office. And I hope somebody at the Justice Department pays attention. Like I said yesterday, I've been around a long time. We won't talk about how long. But I've been around just long enough to have a healthy dose of skepticism that anybody's going to get frog marched into a prison somewhere. But I still hope, I hope beyond hope, that they take this seriously so that it can't happen again. So that when the next Barack Obama type character gets elected to national office, heaven forbid it's some moron like AOC or somebody like that, that they don't try to set up the same landmines for whoever succeeds them just because they're angry that their side is losing power. That's what happened here. And it's pathetic. It really is. Speaking of injustices, Kim St. Ange, did you follow this Breonna Taylor case much?
A little bit, but not in depth.
I have long maintained that the police in Louisville have been run out the rail on this one wrongly. This story has been lied about in so many different ways, and they tried to make her a poster child for what was wrong with the police. Now, were mistakes made? Yes. But I'll have to tell you, if you open fire on police officers, they're going to fire back, right? They conducted a raid at this woman's house because her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend, who was a drug dealer who they were after, still listed her house as one of his addresses, right? There's evidence that she was still doing banking for him, helping to launder money for his illegal activities, even though they weren't dating anymore. So the police show up to arrest him with a warrant for her address. Well, he's not there. She's there with her new boyfriend. They bang on the door. They're about to kick the door in. The boyfriend, not knowing what's going on, pulls out a handgun and starts firing at the door. Police fire back. They hit and kill her. Now, should they have been conducting the raid there? I don't know. But police have to go on the information that they have. They had that listed as one of his addresses. They had reason to believe he was there. Here's the thing about it. Yesterday, a judge sentenced a police officer to 3 years in jail. Former Louisville Metro police officer Brett Hankinson. They sentenced him to 3 years in jail despite the fact that the Department of Justice recommended that he not serve any more time than he had already served. So this judge decided that to satisfy the bloodlust for the family, they would put this police officer through hell. Here's what you need to understand about this case. He wasn't the one that fired the shots that killed Breonna Taylor. Those officers didn't face any charges because they were being fired at. He was with his buddies, and when shots started coming through the door, he moved to the left and started firing shots like through a window or through a wall into the apartment to try to eliminate the threat. None of his bullets hit Breonna Taylor. But he was sentenced to 3 years in jail for that yesterday. And that is such crap. And my hope is that Donald Trump is watching this and steps in and pardons this guy.
How quickly could he do that? Do you know?
I don't know.
It's
a good question. I imagine he could do it tomorrow. I mean, they were waiting on the sentencing to see if he had gotten nothing, no jail time, then I think maybe you let it go.
Not that Trump cares what people think, but that could trigger huge riots in the street.
Yeah, which is a shame. Somebody still needs to speak the truth about this. Did Breonna Taylor deserve to die that day? No. But the police were not illegitimate. They didn't just pick the wrong door. She had connections to the criminal they were looking for. And that truth is never told, and it hasn't been told in a long time. All right, we're going to get to a quick break here. Kim on a Whim, coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Kim on a Whim.
I'm trying to think if I've ever flown Spirit Airlines. My go-to is usually Southwest, although I'm a little bit angry about the changes that they've made.
Is Spirit the one that flies out of Belleville?
Maybe. I don't think I've ever flown out of Belleville.
Allegiant? Is it the Allegiant? Maybe it's Allegiant. I'm trying to think. I think I flew Allegiant one time. Never flown Spirit.
I don't think I have either. But there are some angry passengers who were trying to travel on Spirit Airlines. And they were told, this one woman in particular was told, that she cannot get on the plane. And I didn't even realize this is a thing. Maybe I didn't pay attention to it because, again, I don't ever fly Spirit Airlines. But I guess they, earlier this year, cracked down on passenger attire. They came out with a new policy that requires these passengers to basically look presentable. For example, it says that you're not able to board the aircraft if the passenger is barefoot or inadequately clothed. That would include see-through clothing, not adequately covered exposed breasts, buttocks, or other private parts, or whose clothing or article, including body art, is lewd, obscene, or offensive in nature, or has an offensive odor unless caused by a qualified disability. Do you remember hearing about this new policy? I know this isn't some massive airline like United, but if you stink, I guess, bad enough, they can tell you you can't get on this plane.
I had no idea.
I'm not necessarily against that. I mean, if you really stink, I don't really want to sit by you for 3 hours on a plane.
But if they have a qualified disability, they can still stink and be put next to you on an airplane?
Do you have like a card that says, like, I'm sorry, but
I get a get out of jail free card. I get to sit here and stink right next to you if I want to.
But you walk around now and, you know, like the park or a school campus, and you just see these, it's not just the girls, I'm kind of picking on the girls here, but you see people, girls in this case, just wearing stuff that it's so exposing, and they're so young, and I just don't get it. And this one girl was so, I'll play this clip for you here in a second, but she was so angry that she was told that she couldn't board the flight. She was literally denied. You want to hear the clip?
Please.
Okay.
We were getting ready to board the plane, and the lady at the front desk, she stopped me and said, "You're not getting on a plane like that." So I looked at her and I said, "Like what?" She said, "With those shorts." I said, "Everybody here has on shorts. What's the problem with my shorts?" And I've been in this airport for 40 minutes with my shorts and my robe on, and nobody addressed me about my attire.
Okay, she's wearing booty shorts. It kind of looked like underwear. I mean, it was a little longer than underwear, but it was more or less underwear. And then she tried to defend it by saying, "Well, I had a robe on, like a fuzzy looking robe over said shorts." The shorts, I guess, are what ended up getting her, well, I shouldn't even say kicked off. She never even made it on the plane. They said, "You're not getting on the plane like that."
You know, what I would say is you don't have a right to fly. You don't.
That's in the Constitution, Mark.
You buy a ticket on an airline, and you're subject to their rules in order to actually be able to get on the flight. I don't care what you think about your clothing. All that matters is what they think about your clothing. And it's not up to a private business to enforce your free speech rights if you think it's your right to get on there with clothing that's offensive, I guess. I think where they cross the line is if it's got a political message on it and they're going to make you flip it inside out because they're afraid you might offend another passenger.
Yeah, but it said Trump on it, and they said to...
Well, that's happened. That's happened.
On an airline?
Yes.
I mean, obviously you can't do that if you're voting.
No, I've read about that on airlines where they made people flip MAGA shirts over and
that's afraid
somebody was going to get mad or a hat or like that.
The pins, remember? That was the staffers, who were the stewardess who were wearing, like, remember the Palestinian pins?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I can understand that if you're an employee.
Have there been allegations of racism in this case yet?
No, but there probably will be.
I wondered.
That's a good point.
I just wondered. Just wondering out loud. Like, back to the issue of what you can wear, what you can't. There are people who wear yoga pants every single day of their life. Mm-hmm. Yoga pants are workout pants, and they are very thin material.
Yep.
And they leave absolutely nothing to the imagination.
Right.
So, are those included in their ban?
I highly doubt it.
Because the people at Lululemon are gonna protest themselves if that happens.
A lot of women would not be down with that and would probably opt to fly with a different
If you're wearing
airline.
Tights, for lack of a better term, that's what they look like to me, tights, under like a short skirt or something like that, that's acceptable. But just wearing it without it is like, it's like wearing a sports bra.
Peter Pan.
It's like wearing a sports bra.
Right.
Right. I don't know.
It's funny because that was I used to do that, and I no longer just wear yoga pants. It was before I got married, and I remember having that discussion. And I think I thought, well, I should be able to wear what I want to wear. And I'm not like I was dressed super inappropriately by any means, but it's funny because once my mindset flipped to, okay, this is what I'm wearing. It affects how I'm perceived by other women, by men who aren't my husband. And so that completely changed my mindset on, for example, just wearing yoga pants.
There are no more standards like that. I mean, when I see pictures of when people first started flying on airlines in the 50s
top
and 60s,
hats.
Top hats, ties,
monocles.
Coats, and now it's down to booty shorts and yoga pants and sports bras and whatever the hell they want to. I mean, if you get on there in a sports bra, you're going to freeze your rear end off.
Oh,
it's usually
the,
cold
had,
on an airplane.
She had the robe on. I guess that was going to...
A robe. Fuzzy robe.
Yeah, fuzzy robe.
Do you think her weight played any part in this?
Was she heavy?
She was a little heavier. I don't know. It's hard because... I mean, I see your point.
Yeah.
It was not a flattering look.
Was she going to fit into the seat?
Was all of her going to fit into the seat? Yeah. She would have. But I know what you're saying, Ethan. Who knows?
She's a little bigger and wearing shorts
like
my daughter wears for volleyball.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, because some of the, like a volleyball player, for example, that kind of looks like
that's
their uniform.
Yeah.
Was it volleyball shorts?
Well,
you think?
They're pretty close.
More
that's,
or less.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're also wearing those when you're playing.
Right.
I shared this thing on Facebook the other day, which was pointed out. A lot of people agreed. Some people, not everybody agreed with me. Airport logic. You have a 300-pound man with a 49-pound bag, and he's fine. But the 110-pound woman walks up to the counter with a bag that weighs 51 pounds, and she gets penalized for
it.
Yeah. And somebody said, well, the only thing the airline can control is the weight of the bags. No, they couldn't. They could start charging you more if you were large.
I thought one airline was doing that. Didn't we talk about that?
They're going to get sued for discrimination.
Well,
they're fat shaming. I'm sorry. If the weight of the airplane is a problem and you're controlling the weight of the luggage, why couldn't you also control the weight of the passengers?
This was a story on CNN, so, you know, take it for what it's worth. But it says airline starts weighing passengers at the gate. This came out in February of 2024. It said the carrier Finnair... volunteer passengers are being weighed at the departure gate in order to allow the airline to refine weight estimates for planes before takeoff. So it sounds like they likely wouldn't. You can opt in or opt out. It sounds like they wouldn't say you're too large to fly. It's just that they're using that information to then, I guess, distribute the weight. I have no idea.
Or, and this will be controversial, when you put your luggage up on the scale, you have to step up there too.
Oh my gosh!
And if it's over 300 pounds or you pick the amount, then something's got to go. And if it's not the passenger, it's going to have to be something in the luggage. Like, put a total weight amount on how much you can fly with.
But here's what's really dumb too, okay? So let's just say that they tell you that your bag is 55 pounds and you have to move it. Well, what do you do?
If you're flying by yourself, what do you do? You stick it
in your
carry-on,
so
and you're still taking
you're
the same amount of weight.
Exactly. You're just redistributing it. That's what doesn't make sense to me. I get that it's not going in the same place as the actual bag you're checking, but it's still going on the plane. If the issue is that there's too much weight on the plane, how did you shoving all those shoes that you put in your luggage help by putting them in your carry-on? Or you wear them.
You move it over to your spouse's luggage,
exactly,
which is only 48 pounds.
Oh, wow. Both 50. You're good to go. What difference does that make? There's no logic in that. Not that I can understand.
Well, as long as you got booty pants on, it's okay. Maybe not. Except on that airline. I guess the other airlines don't enforce that.
I don't know. Is it just Spirit? That's what I saw. But it was funny. The last comment I'll make. I know you guys are going to make fun of me for watching this show, and that's fine. But I like to watch shows while I get ready for work in the morning. And there was an episode of Say Yes to the Dress. And she I know it's a top show for you guys. One girl was marrying herself. Oh, my gosh. I won't even get into that. Anyway, this girl, when they asked her what she was looking for, she said, I'd like church cleavage. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't think those two words belong in the same sentence. Church cleavage. That level of cleavage is what she wanted for her wedding dress.
Tasteful amount.
Yeah, tasteful amount of cleavage.
church cleavage.
You've got to be kidding me.
Maybe they could have airline cleavage. Maybe. What do you think?
Work cleavage, cleavage. Yeah. Now, I think that's more like airline cleavage, what you're showing right now. I think this situation really is more appropriate that you would have work cleavage.
I know at my church, they used to keep the temperature intentionally cold.
Wear a sweater.
Just to make women dress a little more modestly.
And not wear booty shorts with a large robe.
Well, maybe that should work that way on the airlines, too.
I guess
gotta be cold. Don't give them a blanket. Make them suffer.
They won't dress like that next time.
So now, if it were up to you, Mark, if you were running you'd have to weigh yourself. You can't control the temperature. It'd be freezing. You're not given a blanket. This sounds absolutely awful. Remind me to never fly with you if you own an airline.
The back of my airline ticket would have a lot of restrictions on it. Let's put it that way. A lot, for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to our friend Denny Hoskins. He's the Secretary of State for the state of Missouri, and he's going to have some say on the wording for this Amendment 3 issue, the abortion issue that's going to be put back on the ballot next year. We're going to get to all that and more still ahead.
What we need to do is examine the entire Federal Reserve institution and whether they have been successful. There was fear-mongering over tariffs, and thus far, we have seen very little, if any, inflation. We've had great inflation numbers. So, you know, I think this idea of them not being able to break out of a certain mindset, you know, all these PhDs over there, I don't know what they do.
That's Scott Bessent, one of my favorite members so far of the Trump administration, because he's a straight shooter and he hits him with facts. And he's like, listen, I didn't have to talk President Trump out of firing Jerome Powell, but I think it's a fair argument to say that if this were the Federal Aviation Administration and we were having this many mistakes, we'd go back and look at why. We would ask, why has this happened? And all these PhDs over there, I don't know what they do. You just heard him make part of that comment. It's a fair question. Now, I don't know about you, Kim. I do not frequently read Indian newspapers.
No, can't say that I do.
You don't either?
No.
And I'm not talking about Native American Indians. I'm talking about India Indians. There's a publication called the Hindustan Times, which I'll be very honest with you, I didn't even know existed. But when you Google this morning Jerome Powell, one of the articles that comes up is from the Hindustan Times. And here's the title of it. Fed Chair Jerome Powell to deliver speech tomorrow, that is this morning, at about 7:30. Resignation coming, says Federal Housing Director. So I'm reporting that to you only because there is a speech by Powell this morning. We don't know why he's holding this speech. But there was a post, William John Pulte, the director of federal housing, said on X that Powell's resignation speech is coming, though he did not believe the address tomorrow would be regarding that. So we don't know what he's talking about this morning. I mean, you have to ask the question at some point. I'm not an economist, thank God, but I have worked in the financial services industry and studied and got my Series 7 license and all that stuff. And for what it's worth, I all of these economists have been wrong. All of them. Jerome Powell has been wrong. A lot of the people at the Fed have been wrong. They came out and made statements trying to undermine Donald Trump, in my opinion, that tariffs would lead to inflation. And they needed to keep interest rates where they were to hedge against that. What they're doing in economic terms is, if you've ridden a horse, is they're holding back on the reins of a horse that wants to break out into a trot or a canter, and they're not letting it do that. Why? Because they were willing to let the horse take off right before the election last November.
You think
when they dropped Raich twice.
You think he'll explain today? Let's just say he doesn't resign, which was my initial thought. Let's just say that's not on the table. Do you think he would explain why he's not going to drop Raich? Why would he think it's necessary to have a whole press conference? That's what makes me think it's something really big.
Maybe. I don't know that he feels like he needs to explain himself. These pointy-headed academics think that they're smarter than everybody else, even though you don't have to have a PhD in economics from the Wharton School of Business to look at the economy right now and see that. Look at your 401k today. Look at what the market has done in reaction to these trade deals, to the tariffs, to the month of June when we had a trade, we had a surplus for the month of June because of money brought in largely from the tariffs. Imagine that. For the first time in 20 years, the U.S. government brought in more money than it spent for one brief month in June of 2025. If you let Trump's policies take effect, that could start happening more and more often. What are they afraid of? Explain that to me. All indications are inflation is not jumping up. And they tried to help Biden out before the election. They seem to have no interest in wanting to help Donald Trump, which is not a long jump to draw the conclusion that they don't want to help Donald Trump. So we'll find out. 7:30 this morning, roughly, is when that's scheduled to happen. We'll be keeping an eye on it here if it's worth listening to and won't put you to sleep. Maybe we'll dip into it. We'll see what's going to happen with that. But I will have the latest. Next hour, we'll talk about electric rates with former Senator John Lamping. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.